Hi, welcome to another Java podcast. Today, we're going to be looking at environment variables. An environment variable is a system-wide value which any application, should they wish to, can use. Environment variables are part of the operating system and they're part of all operating systems. For example, in Windows, you can change environment variables by either using the set method or command, or you can actually go into the command panel and actually change it there. In Linux, you can change it using the export command, and I believe, although I've never used the Mac operating system, I think export works on Macs as well. But these environment variables are very important for Java and for programming in general. So you need to be familiar with some of the main ones, and certainly the ones that Java use. The first one you need to know about is the path variable. The path basically tells the operating system where it can find commands, especially for the command line. So when you type in a command on the command line, that command must be part of the path. Now, the path is really quite straightforward. It's just a list of directories where commands can be stored. For example, in Windows, it will be something like C:\Windows/System32, for example. And in there, you should be able to find some of the commands such as CD, DIR, Xcopy, and netstat, and other things like that. In Linux, it will most likely be something like /usr/bin, where you can find a lot of the Linux commands. But both of them have this path variable. In order for the command line to be able to find Java, you need to ensure that the Java executables, the Java and Java C, are on the path variable. To add them, you can type in the command set path equals and then the path to where you install Java, or you can do exports and the same kind of thing. Please check the website for the exact syntax. If you make a mistake with the path and the Java executables are not on the path, when you type in Java C, you should get an error something like command not found. If you're not sure where you stored or where it installed Java 2, just do a search for the files Java and Java C, and hopefully it should pop up and tell you where it is. They should be in a folder called bin, which should be somewhere on your hard drive. So just have a search and you should be able to find it. The second environment variable you need to know about is something known as Java Home. And this is much more simple. It's the exact same idea as path, but this one basically just is used for Java only. It's normally used for applications such as NetBeans and other applications which use Java. And it basically allows it to quick access to the Java executables, Java and Java C. Pretty much it will have the file path to the bin directory containing Java and Java C. The last one, which is probably the most important for Java, is something known as a class path. Now, the class path is both an environment variable, also a concept in Java. On this most simple idea, the class path is basically where Java will find all the compiled code. So Java will look for code on the class path, and it essentially is a bit like the path, where it has a list of directories and where it can find these class files. It also has a list of what's known as jar files, which essentially are compressed folders. So they're pretty much zip files. And jar files are a way of stopping your computer having tons and tons and tons of files on it, because otherwise, if you had to individually link up every single folder, you'd have a very, very long class path. So jar files are a way of actually trying to reduce that. So class path as a principle, essentially, if you want to use any libraries in Java, for example, log4j or JDOM or something like that, or XML, then you'd have to make sure that the jar files which contain those libraries are on the class path themselves. You can manually change the class path, or you can set the class path up when you run Java. So for example, if you type in Java minus class path and type in the classes you want to use, it will then pick that up. So just to sum up, environment variables are system-wide values which can be accessed by applications. The path variable is used to inform the system about where it can find command line programs. Java Home informs Java about where it can find Java, Java C and Java the command. Class Path informs Java where the libraries are available at. Environment variables can be set using the set or export commands. And finally, jar files are basically archived class files, i.e. zipped up. Well, thank you for listening to another podcast. I hope this will be useful. I'm signing off now.